Yes, sir. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm sure glad that there's more and more people getting their ham tickets and coming, you know, into the hobby. I mean, we need more people, and we need the younger generation coming out and stuff like that, you know, to keep things alive and going. You know, there's a lot of different facets of this hobby, you know, whether it be digital modes or digital voice or, you know, and it's more than just a hobby, too. You know, it's also a service, you know, because when you get into it, you know, you might want to help out with a parade or help out with some kind of community event, you know, with radio communications and helping to keep things organized, you know, when you have time. And I partook in a few things here and there on and off in my time. You know, I've been a operator now for, well, this year would be 26 years, so when I first got licensed, I was out in Arizona. I had a different call sign than this one, too. And when I moved here to Michigan, I decided to get a vanity call, and it was just about that time.